This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is now encouraging everyone with COVID-19 symptoms to get tested. Governor Polis says there are enough kits to test all symptomatic Coloradans, plus healthcare workers and essential workers who have contact with the public.
We've been advising people that they should stay at home and self-isolate if they have symptoms. That's what we're changing today. You can stay at home and self-isolate if you have symptoms, but we are now encouraging you to get tested. A month ago, that wouldn't have worked because we didn't have enough tests for people that had COVID-19-like symptoms.
The state has 32 test sites. They are in addition to normal medical facilities that also offer free testing. An influential group of CEOs has filed a lawsuit over the governor's executive order that changed how ballot petition signatures are gathered during the pandemic. Signatures can now be collected by mail or email. The process normally requires in-person signatures, but the group Colorado Concern says that's unconstitutional. Rocky Mountain National Park officials want to return to in phases to reopen at the end of the month, limiting the number of vehicles to 4,800 and just over 13,000 visitors. Spokeswoman Kyle Patterson.
So this is a proposal at this point, and really the goal of this is to increase park access while providing the public a reasonable opportunity to comply with health guidelines.
The reopening needs federal approval. Red flag warnings today and tomorrow for the Western Slope and the Central Mountains. 90 in Grand Junction, 87 in Denver. This is CPR News.